This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. The State Health Services Department has shipped out hundreds of bottles of an unproven treatment for coronavirus to at least 70 hospitals across the state. Now, that would put use of chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine under a doctor's care, but the North Texas Poison Center at Parkland Hospital still has concerns about the drug. Dr. Anel Menendez with the center talked with me about this.
They are commonly used in the prophylactic treatment of malaria and also to treat it as well. Some other uses nowadays also include autoimmune disorders such as lupus and rheumatoid arthritis.
Has increased interest in the drugs for COVID-19 created problems for people needing them for the more proven uses?
Not that we are aware of yet, but that is a growing concern, that if people do start hoarding the medication, start ordering it from pharmacies, that we will create a critical shortage to those people in which it is vital for their monthly medications to treat these illnesses that they have.
Have these two drugs provided any benefits to COVID-19 patients?
The FDA already authorized it back in March 28th as an emergency use for the treatment of COVID-19 under certain conditions, although there is only anecdotal, not proven data yet that it works. Unfortunately, there is no magic pill for the virus at this point, and a lot more research needs to be completed before this can become the actual first-line treatment for the virus.
So why has the Poison Center issued an alert warning about these drugs?
Because unfortunately, when there is a lot of hype or talk about certain drugs out in the communities and social media, people do take it upon themselves to either get prescriptions for them from their doctors or buy it from other patients that normally do take it, or even get it, unfortunately, on the internet, as you can get anything nowadays through. But even if you were to get something online that says it's one thing, a lot of the times it's not that, and it could be anything else as well. And they will start taking it at dosages that are not the recommended dosage. And this is a medication that has a very small safety margin. Therefore, you can overdose quite easily on this medication.
Also, the drugs are known to cause possibly heart problems?
Yes. When you overdose on this medication, if you take enough, it can be lethal and cause life-threatening symptoms within 1 to 2 hours of ingesting it. It will cause seizures, cardiac and respiratory arrest, coma. It's a very harsh drug, and especially to children. If a child were to take a medication, one of these medications exactly, it can be life-threatening even in one pill for that child.
And is there any antidote or treatment available?
Unfortunately, there is no antidote for these medications when people overdose on them. We are left basically to very quickly give supportive care to all the life-threatening adverse effects that the medication has caused. So we are treating those heart problems, those seizures, everything else, just like we would normally with any other medication causing these symptoms.
What would lead people to purchase hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine in the first place? Is it fear, wanting to be prepared somehow? What?
Unfortunately, we're living in a very uncertain time where anything goes pretty much. You're trying to just stay healthy. And while some people are taking a lot of vitamins, others are taking herbal supplements, some people may go and take the hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine, thinking that it's going to keep them from getting the virus, when that is not the case at all.
Has the center received calls about this problem?
We get calls on hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine, but they're very rare and few in between. We haven't had any growing numbers recently after all the hype with the medications. When used properly and under medical care and at the right dosage, it may very well work. But the problem comes in when you have the public trying to take this in their homes at dosages without any medical care. And that's where we're concerned, just because you can die from this within 1 to 2 hours.